Voters in Chicago, the country's third largest city, are signaling they want change. First-term Mayor Lori Lightfoot, the city's first Black woman and openly gay mayor, lost her bid for re-election last night.
We fought the right fights, and we put this city on a better path. No doubt about it.
The race heads to a runoff next month. The city's high crime rate is a top issue. Tessa Weinberg is government and politics reporter for WBEZ in Chicago. Hi, Tessa.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being here. Mayor Lightfoot won every ward in the city in 2019. Now she's the first incumbent in 40 years to lose after one term. What happened?
The city has experienced a rise in crime, and I think, you know, voters were really feeling that. And a lot of her opponents, you know, pointed to things like failed campaign promises that she didn't deliver on or, you know, changed her positions on, and sometimes, you know, had critiques of her tough negotiating style. That really all kind of came to a head last night when we saw that she, you know, placed third and did not make it to the April runoff election. And now the top two vote getters will be going head to head next month.
Back to that point of crime, Lightfoot said she actually brought crime rates down in Chicago. What did you hear from voters and how big of an issue was it for them?
Crime is definitely top of mind for voters this election. You know, homicides did dip in 2022, but 2021 was the most violent year the city's had in a quarter of a century. And that sentiment was top of mind in surveys we did, in talking with voters. That's what they wanted to see fixed. And, you know, some had a variety of ways to do that, whether that was, you know, boosting resources to the police. Other candidates have talked about addressing the root causes of violence, like poverty. But it was definitely crime was the message that we heard on the campaign trail overall.
Well, let's hear from those candidates. Former CEO of Chicago Schools, Paul Vallis, who is white, and Cook County Commissioner Brandon Johnson, who is Black, will face each other in the runoff next month. Vallis ran with a tough-on-crime message. Here he is.
We will have a safe Chicago. We will make Chicago the safest city in America.
Vallis talks a lot about the utter breakdown of law and order in Chicago. And Johnson, on the other hand, talks about cutting the police budget by $150 million, spending that on social service agencies. Here he is last night.
We can build a better, stronger, safer Chicago, and tonight is just the beginning.
Is this another election defined by defund the police rhetoric, Tessa?
I think we'll have to see how that plays out. You know, I think Brandon Johnson, while he's previously expressed support for defunding the police, he's been a little more noncommittal about where exactly he stands on that during the campaign trail. But regardless, I think crime is going to be front and center when it comes to the runoff election. You know, Paul Vallis is endorsed by Chicago's police union, and so he has their backing, and that's already, I think, been you know, a fine line he's tried to walk during the election, especially in the final weeks. So I think that it's going to continue to be a defining issue as the candidates really, you know, vary, I think, on how they would approach crime and what they would do to, you know, give more resources to the police.
Yeah. As you say, Vallis has the backing of the police union. Johnson, who was a teacher, has the backing of the teachers union. So it sort of looks like a choice between the future of education and the future of policing in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they both have really powerful unions behind them. I think the teachers union in particular has, you know, had a growing influence when it comes to politics in the city. And, you know, Johnson, I think, really kind of came from behind to make the runoff election. You know, he talked about that in his election night speech last night. So I think, but, you know, crime and education are going to be top issues. Paul Vallis is the former CEO of Chicago Public Schools. And so I think those will be areas where you're going to really see the two candidates diverge when it comes to the election.
Well, it's interesting to look at the numbers. Mayor Lori Lightfoot lost a lot of African-American voters in this election. Who are they backing in the runoff?
You know, I think that remains to be seen. I think all the candidates have been really trying to hone in on the message that they are a coalition builder in a city that is roughly a third white residents, a third Latino residents, and a third Black residents. That's been the message, and that a lot of, you know, observers have said, if you want to win, that's where you're going to have to be successful at. You know, Brandon Johnson, you know, he is Black, and on the campaign trail, he's talked about that he feels no one has more of an incentive in the future of the city than, you know, a Black man married to a Black woman raising his kids on the West Side. So I think that's going to be something we see the candidates increasingly fight for, of earning the support of the Black community.
Tessa Weinberg is government and politics reporter for WBEZ in Chicago. Tessa, thank you.
Thanks so much.